fresh off a nice trip to Arizona. Tracy Inglesby back in the beautiful Cowboys state in the capital city. Tracy, always good to hear from you. What's going on today?
Nothing. Just a week away from, well, 6 days away, I guess now, from the first official WAGO of the season. So getting kind of excited.
I know. There's a chance. I don't know what your schedule's like, but when we talk to you next Monday, we'll already have a Rockies game under our belt.
Yeah. I mean, they've got that day game, so I'll be watching it just like you are, waiting to see what happens on that day. Hopefully, John Gray's healthy enough that he can make that start.
Well, yeah, he injured a foot. Now, he actually injured the foot before the injury took him out of a game, right? What exactly went down there?
It just in running or something. I think it was a toe type injury. I don't think those are necessarily that inconsequential, but. Did not seem to think it's serious. They say he will make his scheduled start this week, and that will probably give him a little better feel for where he is. But everybody seems to feel that it's just a very minor issue. So let's hope so, because they're already at a big enough challenge without Bettis. I mean, I think they've got good young arms, but those are guys that know they can pitch here. The other guys, you know, they feel they can, and those kids want to prove they can. But there's a whole lot of difference between knowing what you can do and wanting to prove that you can do something.
Outside of Desmond and Dahl, everybody else healthy, right?
Well, no Murphy.
Okay.
And Bettis.
Well, yeah, I mean, you mentioned, yeah, obviously. Outside of those four, yeah, outside of all the four we just said, right?
Yeah, the other four or five regulars are healthy.
Okay. Tracy Inglesby joining here. Rockies open up play on Monday in Milwaukee. What did you really like about this team from what you saw, Tracy? The games that you saw heading into opening day. What jumped out at you?
Well, I mean, I know Freeland had some problems today a little bit, but that's going to happen. I think what I liked was the young arms and not just the fact that they had live arms, but just. Like with a Sensatello, I was just watching how he pitched, how he could move the ball around, he could command it in the strike zone. Gray, the confidence you see in him, and, you know, pitching's such a part of it. I think we started to see Holland come along. You know, he's not going to simply throw 150 miles an hour, but his arm seems to be healthy. He's got an idea what he wants to do. I think that's a positive. And Dunn has been excellent. You put him with McGee. Now, all of a sudden, McGee, Ottavino, Dunn, you know, that they should be able to get you through the seventh and eighth innings. And then all of a sudden, it goes to Holland. So those are the parts I think they've been missing, and that'd be quite a lift if that works out.
Tracy, we got just got a text from one of our listeners. Wants to know having a live arm mean? Could you explain that to our listener?
Yeah, live arm means that you get some velocity and you've got the movement. Everything's alive when you throw it. It's not just a dead pitch that says hit me. It's got a little bit extra skip or hop to it.
Okay.
Hey, did you see they had a third New Mexico player announce he's transferred?
I did. Sam Logwood is going. Now, four of their top five scorers, because I think they lost one to graduation, four of their top five scorers from last year are gone.
Yeah, the three top, I know it said in the story I was reading out of it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of what UNLV went through this last year, right?
Well, yeah, and that's a team that finished ahead of Wyoming this year, which Wyoming got a win over New Mexico. Wyoming... Again, I don't know. There's typically attrition everywhere. I don't know if there will be attrition. Obviously, they lose McManaman and Marshall, but if anybody else takes off. But the guys that didn't play and they've got coming in are going to be really good. Tracy, we were talking off air about, you know, how so many people have been disappointed with the fact that they're in the CBI, which I don't understand necessarily. You're getting more basketball games, and they've treated it very well. I thought, with the way they've played, but, you know, they'll get possibly 37, 38 games, and if they win the darn thing, 23 wins in a season, whether you say they're manufactured or not, it's all helping this basketball team.
Yeah, and they're also getting workouts in between that they couldn't have otherwise, and I think it's going to be interesting because you've got two seniors, right?
Yeah.
Well, you got three guys that are redshirting right now.
Right.
So somebody else is going to have to go, and I don't think there's any doubt that the kid from New Jersey is going to be on the roster playing next year. So that means two people have to go, And then it just depends on what happens with Thompson and Maldonado. I think Thompson's pretty set on. I mean, I get a feel that he's going to probably redshirt, which I don't understand why more kids don't take advantage of that, because that gives you a fifth year to get your degree and to get your eligibility. And it also, it just gives you a year to kind of acclimate to what's going on around you, particularly when you're going to a much higher level of competition. You know, it gives you another year to get stronger. And I felt like the kid from Parker, the Barnes kid, I think that's probably the worst mistake he ever made, because, like I said, he could have graduated, and I just think a year of just working out and getting your footwork down and stuff just makes you a better player.
Well, now, too, you mentioned this where some guys are going. You've got two of those guys, newcomers coming in, are going to be walk-ons. You know, Hunter Thompson won't technically be on an athletic scholarship. That won't go into effect till the following year. And then Redding is going to be a walk-on.
Well, yeah, because his
stepdad is
employed at the university.
Right. So that helps out in that situation. I think the steal, you know, Anthony Mack is a good player. Hunter Maldonado is a bigger version of Josh Adams, in my opinion.
Well,
maybe even more explosive.
The thing of it is, you know, really, their initial point, they went to Hunter Maldonado because they were initially turned down by Thompson. And they felt like they had two scholarships. They felt like that scholarship they would give to a developmental player, because they knew what they were coming into this year as far as only having two openings, right? So they were going to give that to a kid that they felt like would need to redshirt, could take a year, and could really blossom and grow, kind of the Wyoming way. And the other one, they really had marked for either Stewart or Mack. And I know Coach Edwards, his first choice was Mack. And, you know, I don't know that you go wrong either way, but when you look at the schools that Mack had to choose from, and the ones his final five, and then the one, you know, the fact he finally wound up taking Wyoming, speaks pretty highly for at least what people thought about him. You know, whether he goes to the next level, we'll see. You know, I'm not going to sit here and we all know better than to say any young players is a definite. You know, they've still got to go out. They still have to prove what they're trying to get done. But, you know, I look at I'm kind of excited to see the three kids play, because, you know, the Mueller kid, that's one of those developmental kids. He's had a year and he redshirted that year. We keep forgetting about him too. You know, he gets lost in the shuffle because you got Redding and
Jones.
And Jones.
Yeah, so. I just, you know, I understand people have a negative feeling towards this tournament, the CBI. I view it that way. If you don't take it, treat it the right way. I think this team and this coaching staff has treated this the right way. I mean, they have. They've gone out and wanted to win. They've adjusted to the way that they're allocating minutes. I just like the way they've done it. And you might as well, if you're going to go out and win it, go out and win it. And it seems like that's what they want to do.
Well, and I think, you know, they've said from the start that they're approaching this tournament with much the mindset of, this is how we're going to play next year, although, that, you know, showing McManaman a certain amount of respect, because he's earned the chance to play, but he's playing less now, and he understands that. I mean, he even told him, you know, whatever you feel is best for this team next year is what I think for. You know, this is a kid that's going to be a Wyoming guy forever and ever. He was born into it. He's got no choice.
Hey, he's got 1,000 points, and he's the leader in 3 points.
And the other thing I look at, though, is with so many young players, and this is where I think people really lose sight of the value of this tournament, with so many young players to go home and sit on that fiasco against Air Force, I don't think that would have been good for those kids to sit and have to deal with that. I think they've got a chance to come back out. The staff got a chance to put them back on the floor and say, look, that's not the way we're going to play. I'm not going to say it's a fluke that they lost Air Force like that, but let's remember, they had beaten Air Force pretty well twice during the season. So it's not like they got beaten that game and came away saying, well, you know, that's a lot better team than we are. They came away from that saying, we're embarrassed. This is a team. We beat them up on their own court, and this happened to us. So, I mean, I think that's a positive, particularly that they've come back and played well. And, you know, we'll see what happens in the next few days. We know there's at least one more game in Laramie.
Yep.
Maybe maybe two if they were to lose one of these first two games. The only person I know that wants that to happen is my grandson, because he's not here until Thursday.
Good stuff. Tracy, always good to catch up with you. Can't wait till opening day next week, next Monday, and we'll talk to you then. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.